In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, in the beginning, God saw all that he had made, all that his word had brought forth. It was good, very good, perfect. There was no sin, no sorrow, no suffering, no sickness, no death, no devil. Adam and Eve were complete, and they were completely happy in God. Michael and Lucifer stood side by side beneath the majesty of their Creator. Gabriel and all the heavenly hosts bowed before the glassy sea. The cherubim and seraphim echoed the glory of the triune God with thundering praises before the throne, the magnitude of their sanctus shaking the doorposts. Heaven and earth were at peace. Heaven and earth were full of joy. All was good. Very good. Perfect. Until Lucifer and one-third of the angels rebelled against God, there was war in heaven, war that spilled over into the earth. Satan, however, could not defeat God, but he easily defeats Adam. With Adam's fall comes our fall. Adam's sin is our sin. The devil's work then continues in our midst even today. Sin, sorrow, suffering, sickness, all haunting us with the advent of death and hell. In 1 second, with one bite of the wrong fruit from the wrong tree, one instance of the wrong faith and the wrong words, humanity and all creation fell. And all that was created very good was now not good at all. But the disciples in our text this morning, they returned to Jesus with joy. Why would they do that? The word that brought creation into being was preaching creation's restoration. The disciples are joyful because in the name of Jesus, they have power over devils and demons. Like mighty angels themselves, the disciples rebuked hell's forces, for they wrestled not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of this world, against powers and principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly realm. Christ's word and his name, these sent ones beat Satan back. Like Saint Michael warring against Lucifer in heaven, wielding his mighty sword against demonic forces unseen by man, these 72 wield the sword of the Spirit against hell's legions. They preach the word of God. They proclaim the advent of the King. They announce the restoration of all that was once very good. So they return to Jesus, and they rejoice, and they sing, and they dance, and they lift up their heads in praise of the Savior of the world himself. Lord, even the demons obey us in your name. Beloved, too many of us take far too lightly our eternal enemy. And therefore we consider far too lightly our eternal hope. Works of the devil are all around us. His scorpions poison hearts and souls with venomous lies. His serpents are ready to strike at a moment's opportunity. It's only by God's grace and the work of his holy angels that you and I are not struck down, hung from the rafters of this very building, and severed from Christ for eternity. For Satan, our adversary, wants every one of you dead. And not only dead, but with him in hell. His bow is drawn back and his arrows remain pointed at you. His quiver is full of deadly delusion, deceptions, and poisonous falsehoods. These are his greatest weapons. And with these weapons, Satan accuses our conscience in order to bring about despair and hopelessness. False doctrine, as it once did so long ago in the garden, deludes people into misunderstanding God's heart and the world around us. Did God really say? These words shift our attention ever so subtly from the sure word of God to another word spoken by another voice. Doctors, politicians, teachers, and judges, love gurus, radio celebrities, movie stars, and popular authors, winning athletes and TV comics, friends or neighbors, all these can masquerade as angels. And often are really scorpions and serpents with a different word and a different voice. Believing these words, when these words are not in accord with God's word, will kill your soul, steal your job, your joy, rob your certainty, and cast you further and further into doubt, despair, and hopelessness. And look at our world. Look at your life. How many these days would rather mold their lives around the advice of such soothsayers? And how many despair when their marriage still struggles, when their health still breaks down, when their lives are still a mess and full of chaos because they haven't listened to God's word and set his word as the fount of their own lives? The wrong preacher with the wrong word and the wrong voice can only offer wrong fruit. Direct you along the wrong way. Jesus says in our text, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. There was war in heaven, beloved. Michael and his angels fought against Lucifer and his legions. But Lucifer and his legions could not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the dragon, the old serpent, the devil who is called Satan, was cast out of heaven. Exorcised from the heavenly realms, he was cast down from heaven to earth. Because on the earth, heaven's eternal Son now takes up his cross. And in one second, Satan fell beneath the cross. In one second, the powers of hell were vanquished. In one second, the word spoken from the tree toppled the devil's principalities. In one second, life embraced death, that death might be destroyed by eternal life. In one second, a few drops of blood recreated the whole world. In one second, Satan fell and humanity was redeemed. In one second, our accuser was silenced. And we were justified. In one second, the slanderer of our forefathers was crushed under the blood of the Lamb as the pierced foot of Jesus trampled upon the cobra, the serpent, and all his scorpions. All that would bring about our destruction, sin, sorrow, suffering, sickness, death, and devil, were put to flight, cast down, thrown beneath the passion of our Lord on his cross. The cross, beloved, is where God's Son wrestles with hell in your place. The cross is the victory. The cross is the triumph. The cross is the glory. Demons shudder at its sight. Angels veil their faces in holy reverence. Saints bow their heads as it passes by. For the cross is hell's undoing. The cross is the dragon's demise. The cross is hell's destruction. The cross is our restoration. The cross is humanity's redemption. The cross is the making good what was bound in sin and death and now has been redeemed. So it is the preaching of the cross of Jesus which chases away the demonic powers. Jesus says, I have given you authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and on all the power of the enemy. The preaching of the cross is the preaching of the victory of Christ over sin, death, and devil to the world. This message is to be the source and strength of your faith. Mm-hmm. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And the greatest word that God has for you is that your sins are forgiven on account of the cross of Christ. The devil brought sin into the world, and through sin came death, not just to Adam, but to all people. Mm-hmm. So if death is to be destroyed, then sin has to be dealt with. Mm-hmm. If sorrow is to be chased away, then sin needs to be forgiven. If sickness is to be turned to health, then sin's effects must be healed with mercy and holy blood. If life is to be resurrected, then the dirge we once sang must be silenced. And we be given a better word, a good word, a gospel word, the word of Christ and his cross, the word of the resurrection and the empty tomb. This word. word is life. This word is grace. This word is good. It makes good those who believe it. Mm-hmm. This is the word of restoration to and for the world, as well as for you. It's a sure word. It's a certain word. It's a right word from a righteous son with a righteous voice, whose righteousness floods the whole earth, flowing from the right tree, the tree of life. Therefore, beloved, there is great cause for joy in heaven and on earth today. For the devil has been cast down. His work is undone. Therefore, angels bellow their Te Deum, and saints echo with Alleluia. And we, the people of God, the baptized, the church militant, we rejoice, not because illnesses are healed, not because the blind can see or the deaf can hear, not because demons submit to us in his name, but solely because our names are written in the book of life, written not with ink, but with blood, the blood of the Lamb. You, beloved, you, the baptized of God, have your names written in heaven's book. Your sins are forgiven. Your death is destroyed. The devil is rendered powerless, and there is joy through all the earth. For Christ is risen. Christ has conquered. And Christ is coming again. Amen.
Amen.
Indeed, come, Lord Jesus, and make our joy complete.
Amen. Amen.
Peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.